From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Continuing these studies in the Lord's Prayer, Dr. Alan Cairns invites our attention to the petition, "And forgive us our debts." As Dr. Cairns will point out, most of the requests we're to make for ourselves involve the subject of sin and its consequences. One of the clearest teachings of the Bible is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of the troubles in this world can be traced to one single entity, sin. In the course of today's program, Dr. Cairns will take time to emphasize that only Christians have the answer to this greatest of all problems. That answer is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, "Because of Us." The text is Matthew 24, verse 22, "For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. For the sake of his elect, the Lord withholds many judgments and shortens others. In great tribulations, the fire would devour all, were it not that, out of regard to his elect, the Lord damps the flame. Thus, while he saves his elect for the sake of Jesus, he also preserves the race for the sake of his chosen. What an honor is thus put upon saints! How diligently they ought to use their influence with their Lord! He will hear their prayers for sinners and bless their efforts for their salvation. He blesses believers that they may be a blessing to those who are in unbelief. Many a sinner lives because of the prayers of a mother or wife or daughter to whom the Lord has respect. Have we used aright the singular power with which the Lord entrusts us? Do we pray for our country, for other lands, and for the age? Do we, in times of war, famine, pestilence, stand out as intercessors, pleading that the days may be shortened? Do we lament before God the outbursts of infidelity, error, and licentiousness? Do we beseech our Lord Jesus to shorten the reign of sin by hastening his own glorious appearing? Let us get to our knees and never rest till Christ appeareth."
When he shall come, resplendent in his glory, to take his own from off his veil of night, away I go, the joy of his appearing.
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Yeah.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
You look at this great nation, you look at its cities and its towns, torn apart by sin, cursed by guilt and wickedness. There is a message that needs to be preached, and it is the message of forgiveness on God's terms through the blood of God's dear Son. He's ready to forgive. Psalm 86, verse 5 puts it beautifully. Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. I am very tempted, though it's not my message this morning, it's not my text at least, maybe it should be the message. I'm very tempted to stop off here, because there are two ways that we ought to be taking that. First of all, there are people in this meeting this morning, and you are not saved, and you know it. You have this great burden, like Christian and Pilgrim's Progress, this great burden of sin, not merely strapped to your back as John Bunyan figured it or pictured it, but it is growing in your very soul, and it will weigh you down to hell. And if you go on the way you're going, excusing your sin, ignoring your sin, trying to drown your sin in the pleasures or the pursuits of the world, God will never clear your guilt away, and that sin will bring you down to the sides of the pit and the depths of eternal destruction. And you need today to recognize the reality of that sin and hear this truth. There is forgiveness. There is pardon. There is cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is acceptance with God on the ground of Christ's atonement. God stands ready to forgive. As the father in the parable of the prodigal son stood watching for the return of the parable and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him and embraced him and put the ring of reconciliation upon his hand and brought him into the family and fed him and clothed him, so God in Jesus Christ stands ready to forgive. Forgiveness is not something a sinner must extort from God or force from God. It is something that the God of glory stands eager to bestow. You need to hear that today. You need to act upon that knowledge. Oh, he's ready to forgive. He is of plenteous mercy for all that call upon him. Heaven and forgiveness for all who will call upon him. If God said there would be heaven for everybody who would pay $1,000, people would bankrupt themselves to pay $1,000 to get to heaven. If you want to prove that, you just see how many millions people pay across America every year for the forgiveness of their sins, and they can't get forgiveness that way. I've often mentioned to the congregation here that there's a little place in Ireland. We traveled through it 3 summers ago. On the rugged west coast of Ireland, with the lashing waters of the North Atlantic battering that rugged coastline, there is what's called the Holy Mount. It really is just a glorified, well, not much glory about it. There's a rare beauty about the area, I suppose, but there's this very rugged hill. It's quite high for a hill. It is rugged because it's made up of these great rocks, and for some reason or other, it is called the Holy Mount. The religion of Rome has taught the people that if they walk up that mountain on a certain day of the year, they will get so much remission of sin. And especially if they will walk up that holy mountain barefoot, hurting their feet, shedding their blood, they will have so many more years remission of purgatory, so much more sin removed. And every year there are thousands of people making the pilgrimage up Croagh-Patrick. What people will do to have their sins forgiven. And there is no forgiveness that way. But God says He stands ready to forgive those who will call upon Him, recognizing who He is and who they are. Will call upon Him, take Him at His word, receive the free gift of His pardon in and through the person of His Son and in the blood of Christ's atonement. Those who will call, He says, I will forgive. Think of that. The record clear. Sin put away. Nothing between your soul and God that would shut you out of His presence. The door of heaven swung open. The door into the kingdom open. Your place secure for all eternity. Your enjoyment of Christ secure. That's what God says. And yet some of you refuse to call. There are people here this morning. You've grown up with a Bible in your possession. Some of you have had to memorize this Bible, these passages of it, the truths of this Bible, the truths of this gospel. And instead of calling upon Christ, you've simply hardened your heart. And the more you know, the harder you've become. The more you know, the more indifferent you've become. The more you're told the way of life, the more you perversely choose the way of death. The more heaven is presented, the more set you are on the way to hell. If God were quick to give up sinners, there are people here this morning would be already in hell. If God were quick to give up sinners. Just think of it. If God had said to some of you, I'm going to give you 5 years opportunity, there are people here who would long since have been damned. If God had said to some of you, I'll give you 10 or 20 years, there are still some of you who would have gone beyond it. I don't know how long the door of God's opportunity and mercy stands open, but I do know that He says He is ready to forgive. He's plenteous in mercy to all those who will call upon Him. I urge you today to call on the Lord Jesus Christ. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the promise. I urge you to call. Will you call? But then we must remember that that places a responsibility on Christians. America is sinking in a great ocean of guilt. Guilt is driving this country. I'm not going to get into how it is doing it, but it is driving this country. And unfortunately, it is not driving men to Christ. It is driving them deeper into sin and further from God, right into the arms of Satan himself. And the only people who have the message that America needs are God's people. There's only one message America needs today. That's the message of Christ. If you could put the Apostle Paul in the White House, don't think that would change America unless he did it through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the only way it can be done. There is only one message for the inner cities and for the suburbs. There is only one message for black and white and rich and poor, and it is the message that there is forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ, that there is an answer to the needs of the souls of men, there is an answer to the sins of the souls of men, there is a cleansing, a release, a pardon, a new beginning, there is life. That's the message. Christians have it. What should they do about it? They should go and tell it. That's what they should do. Message of hope. A message that commands men who are wicked to forsake their way, the unrighteous to forsake their evil thoughts, to return unto the Lord. And the promise, He will have mercy. He will abundantly pardon. I think one of the great and terrible, one of the most shameful aspects of so much modern Christianity is the unwillingness of God's people to be vital witnesses to forgiving, pardoning, cleansing, saving grace.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.